Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Stephen Kiergaard, Airport Director for the Suhlen Field International Airport in Williston, North Dakota.
But we can't succeed, and anybody can succeed, we should have a justifiable case. And like, for example, we do. We have a very good case of why it is needed and why is it very effective to relocate instead of stay.
So what happened last week? You had some dignitaries out there. You guys were shoveling. What were you guys shoveling, and what's the end of the symbolism road for that?
The great symbolism is we had our official groundbreaking a couple weeks ago on the 10th. It was basically it's a great big kickoff to showing that, you know, we own the vast majority of the property. We are starting to begin in a new phase. We are going from the nice planning stages where it took us multiple years to get from there to we're going to be moving into the construction phase here very soon. And that's a very positive thing for us to be getting into. It's a major change for the community because we've talked about this as an airport relocation now for about 3 years, 4 years. And people always forget to realize how long it can take when dealing with a federal agency, when you're dealing with state agencies. Just how long a process like this can take, especially when you're talking as much in-depth work as it takes to move a whole airport. And we are finally moving in from the planning stages to that construction phase. And it's a major accomplishment for this community.
You know, and with the amount of state and federal dollars and the amount of, I guess, accessibility between industry and a lot of the elected officials, it would seem to me that that type of investment of public dollars kind of indicates, you know, beyond Williston, kind of indicates a show of support or a show of confidence, I guess, in the oil and gas industry. Am I reading that wrong, or is that kind of a way to look at it?
A lot of it has to do with just how good of a project it is for the entire region, for the city. There could be a good case to be made for that. But I won't infer what that means in a federal organization, also the state. But it could be inferred by other people. I won't do that.
Yeah, that's fair. I looked at it like, you know, the amount of time those guys talk. It seems like they only got to get above $50-$60 oil for a couple months, and you know, you could have some new investment come in, but. We'll wrap it up here, but just kind of how is the break going? Okay, how is the daily numbers right now out at the airport? Just kind of a new normal, if you will. What's going on out in Williston, one of the hot spots in North Dakota when it comes to oil and gas? What's the new normal look like today?
Yep, the new normal for here in Williston is we're still doing about 6,000 employments every month, and employments is just people getting on an airplane. Deployments is people getting off, and so if you get double that, basically we're about right around 12,000 passengers going through our terminal every month, and that's realistically double what we're supposed to see, or excuse me, about what we were seeing every year about 7 years ago. So every month we're seeing exactly what we saw per year 7 years ago, and this is in this slow time. So it's hard to imagine what we'll see if we see oil pick back up. And this is also with a runway that it doesn't meet design standards, also has weight limitations into it, and we can't actually offer aircraft larger than what we have right now. So as we continue to grow and as we continue to get a new airport opens up, it's going to offer additional service capabilities that this airport just can't handle.
So even during a lot of these slower times out in the western North Dakota, your airport is still showing at least some signs of growth, some signs of consumerism happening, huh?
Yeah, we are still seeing signs of growth, and also just we're staying at a level that is beyond where we were 5, 6, 7 years ago, and it's significantly higher than what it was pre-oil activity, major oil activity. So it's a definite positive showing that there really wasn't a bust. It was just a slowdown, at least to us.
Well, and you guys are one of those central nucleuses when it comes to kind of projecting an economy, at least transportation is. And a lot of times, you know, airports are a little bit more of a white collar and a business type of a transportation, especially in an oil and gas. So, I mean, to me, it's, you know, there are still deals being pushed, deals trying to get signed and, you know, that sort of thing. You don't have so much of the blue collar stereotypical work out there, and that's, you know, you can see that in the paper every day with rig counts and everything like that. But it's good to see that, you know, the airports are moving, and so, you know, being one of those nucleuses of an economy, that's a great sign that you guys are still seeing numbers come through. What did you say it was, double than what it was 7 years ago?
Well, we were actually, what we're doing right now is we're doing every month, we're basically doing exactly what we did 7 years ago per year.
Okay.
Misspoke when I was talking. So we did basically 5,000 to 6,000 passengers per year, basically pre 2010, and we're doing 5,000 to 6,000 every month right now.
So okay, so you're, but at the end of the day, it's still some signs of growth.
Yep, we're still having signs of growth. We're still seeing significant usage of our terminal. We're still seeing a lot of private aviation in and out of the airport as well. And that, to me, is a massive sign that there is still activity going on out here, and it was going to be growing again, because the private aviation is a barometer to me of how busy and how active the community actually is.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And so you guys have private as well as, I guess, public commercial or subsidized. I don't know what they call Northwest Airline and Allegiant, I guess. Is that commercial? Is that what it's called? Or?
Yeah. Delta and United are both are called commercial airlines because you pay, they're commercial. But then we also have what's called general aviation as well. Those are the private aircraft that are either chartered or leased by somebody to fly them in, fly them out. Then we also do have private individuals that own airplanes mm-hmm. that will fly around at the airport as well.
Yeah, I've noticed probably the last 5, 6, 7 years, there's been a significant increase in private airline transportation. Is that at least in, you know, at the Fargo Jet Center, they've expanded quite considerably. Is that true out in your neck of the woods as well?
Yes, we are still seeing significant usage of the airport by those individuals as well. We can average 15 to 16 aircraft every day on our private ramp, and that's going from 7, 10 years ago where you'd have one or two at most all week. So it's a massive change from just a day-to-day operations.
All right. Well, good enough, man. I appreciate the time. And anything that you want to add, make sure we get in there. Anything that, you know, we kind of want to end the conversation with, go ahead. Whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, one thing we would like to add is if anyone like a continued updates on the airport relocation project, we do have a website available. It's called xwaproject.com, and it's available to have pictures, see what's going on with the relocation. If people are interested in bidding on projects, it's also listed there. If they're interested in hangars or anything as well, that'll be listed up there as we get a little further along in the process. But that's going to be our main conduit for people if they're interested in the project as we go forward.
Okay, great. And what was that one more time, that website?
It's going to be xwaproject.com.
To listen to the full-length interview with Stephen Kiergard, Airport Director for the Siouxland Field International Airport in Williston, North Dakota, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I'm the host of Kids and Capital. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted best real estate agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.